Listening 3. My hero is Mahatma Gandhi, a political leader of India. I knew him for the first time in the social study class when I was a junior high school student. The textbook showed only a brief description about him and a photo of a thin, plainly dressed old man with a gentle gaze. Soon after that, I had a chance to watch a movie about his life and learned he was such a great person. His real name is Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. He was born on October 2, 1869, at Porbandar, in the present-day Indian state of Gujarat. His father was the chief minister of the county, but his family was not rich. He was a shy boy. At the age of 19, Gandhi left home to study law in London. After graduation, he started to work as a lawyer in South Africa, where he spent the next 20 years. As an Indian immigrant, Gandhi experienced severe discrimination. For example, he was not allowed to sit with European passengers in the stagecoach and told to sit on the floor near the driver and beaten up when he refused. That kind of experience made him decide to be a civil rights activist. He started to fight for his fellow Indian residents, but his way of fighting was not through force or violence, but a way called passive resistance. He returned to India in 1915. At that time, India was under the colonial rule of the British, and again he saw Indian people being forced to live in an unjust situation. Despite harassment and repeated arrests by the authorities, he continued to carry out civil disobedience campaigns against the colonial government, and the Indians won their independence in 1947. Unfortunately, the country was divided into two, India and Pakistan, because of their different religions. Gandhi was shot by a Hindu fanatic who was angry about the separation of the country and died at the age of 78 in 1948. He dedicated his life to his fellow citizens and showed them that they could make a change by fighting with nonviolence. His idea influenced many politicians and artists, including Martin Luther King Jr. and John Lennon. He is definitely one of the greatest political leaders of the 20th century, and he makes me think about civil rights and society. There is still so much we can learn from him.